left of the dial. A behind-the-scenes look at Utah issues you care about and politics that affect your family. From a whole different point of view. Each week has 168 hours. This hour is different. Left of the dial with your host, Jeff Bell, on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to Left of the Dial. This is Jeff Bell. A very odd-looking Saturday afternoon. Got a BYU game coming up in a little bit, I believe. Yes? Okay. So, we've got a lot of show to stuff into a very small amount of time. We're going to talk about several different things today. Joining me in studio in just a moment will be Craig Axford, who is the new executive director of the Citizens Education Project. We're going to talk a little bit about the Citizens Education Project, what they do, who they are, what they're trying to accomplish. We're going to talk a little bit about Craig's history. He and I have known each other for quite a few years. We're going to touch on Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon is apparently, so goes the rumor, that he's going to make a big announcement on Tuesday. And we already know that the announcement is that he's planning on running for governor, and I think that is fantastic news. And so we're going to hear from one of the folks who's been, I wouldn't say behind the scenes, but been working from a fan standpoint for almost a year, if not longer, as one of those folks that wants to really see Mayor Caroon run for governor and win. Very exciting news. We're going to talk about professional Congress toddler Jason Chaffetz and what we dubbed last week as the Bikini Brief Bomber and what it means when Republicans tend to wrap themselves in the it's a violation of privacy, these security machines, and yet they've got absolutely no problem with warrantless wiretapping you and your telephone conversations to your friends and family out of town. So we're going to hit a double standard. And then I do want to touch for just a minute before we leave you this afternoon on poor Senator Bob Bennett, who, when not in the grand scheme of things, I don't think, but when you compare him with his friends in the Utah congressional delegation, really comes across as one of the saner members of the august body of the federal Senate. And just the weird and ridiculous attacks that he's been under that, look, he's a Republican, and I'm going to stand up for him just a little bit. You know, I certainly don't want to see him reelected. I know there's one Democratic candidate, Sam Granato, that has announced he's going to run against Senator Bennett. And there's, from what I understand, rumor mill, there's even a couple more in the wings that want to jump on that opportunity. And I think there's a wealth of choice out there. But, you know, it's, you may not like my opinion, but I source my news. And that's more than Bennett's getting right now. I think we ought to be a little bit more honest. So, with all that in mind, let's jump right in. The Citizens Education Project, it's been around since 1997. They're a volunteer grassroots group of activists. They work on all sorts of different issues, from nuclear testing. They've talked about the Dugway Proving Ground. They've worked with the Downwinders. They work with privacy and civil liberties things they have over the last few years, water resource issues, including one we have right now. And Craig Axford has, for the last several years, been the deputy director over at the Utah Democratic Party. That's where he and I, not really where we met, but where we really got to know one another pretty well. Before that, he has been one of the great champions of both civil liberties here in Utah and environmental concerns. He's been around. He's been everywhere for the last few years. Thank you for taking my last-minute phone call and coming down and saying hello.
Oh, my pleasure, Jeff. It's always good to be on your show.
Well, last time you were here, we talked about the Employee Free Choice Act.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll skip right past that and jump into this is a big change. You've become almost as much of a fixture, it seems, over at the Democratic Party headquarters as Todd Taylor was.
Well, I was only there about 4.5 years. Todd has many, many years on me.
You've been there since the late 80s,
as
I recall.
Yeah, so he's been there quite a while. But it was an honor to work there. I enjoyed it. It was a pleasure to work with you. It was a pleasure to work with Todd and everybody over there.
It was not a pleasure to work with you.
Oh, me. Yes,
I am
it was.
Not a pleasurable fellow.
It was a pleasure to work with you, Jeff. No.
So this is a big change for you. You are the new executive director of the Citizens Education Project, and you guys have you're gonna launch out some new stuff here first next week.
Well, it's a big change for the organization. As you mentioned, they've been around since 1997, but it's been a grassroots volunteer organization. I'm frankly the first staff that they've hired, so on a full-time basis. So it is a big change, but what we want to do is basically offer a progressive policy alternative to the Sutherland Institute and some of the more conservative voices that we have out there in the nonprofit world. We are a nonprofit organization. We want to be a progressive policy shop that offers some alternatives. We think it's good for lawmakers and policymakers in general, and for the public to hear alternative points of view on a variety of issues.
Think that's a little bit of a radical?
I don't think it's a radical idea at all. I think even Paul Merrow would agree that it's good for it's good to have a debate. It's good to have a discussion out there, and it's good. A better policy comes out of the process when you have two or more voices offering alternatives.
This unpleasurable guy, but it does sound a little radical for around here. But I like it. I think it sounds great. Now you guys are. You're gearing up for another push to fight, if I've got this correctly, the weird water swap of confusion down in is it San Rafael? Is it
in the Snake Valley?
Snake Valley.
Yes.
Give me a little bit before that as we're coming up on our first break, and then we'll carry it over, obviously. But I mean, what? Okay, here. Let me make a radical statement.
Mm-hmm.
Something like this will affect Republicans and Democrats alike,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the things that I think makes it a non-political issue. But there are some politicians involved,
mm-hmm.
both in our state and out of our state, quite a few out of our state, that have made a push to grab water from our very delicate aquifers
mm-hmm.
that we kind of need to keep that as damp.
And one of our co-founders, Steve Erickson's down there. He's working with us as well as with another organization on that very aggressively. Nevada has admitted, Las Vegas in particular has admitted, they're not going to need this water, the Utah portion of the aquifer, until 2050 at the earliest. We don't understand what the rush is. Peter Caroon has sent a letter to the governor expressing his concerns, as has the Republican commissioners from Millard County have sent a letter to the governor. We're gratified Governor Herbert's decided to take it a little slower, take a more careful look at this. But there's a lot of scientific study that needs to be done. And given Nevada's population is now declining as a result of the recession, specifically the Las Vegas metropolitan area, and they've admitted they don't need the water for another 40 years, we have all the time we need to do this right, to do all the scientific research, and let's not give away our water, in this hasty move in an effort by Nevada to grab water rights for future use.
That sounds all rational and sane and stuff.
I think it is rational and sane. And I think, as I point out, there are Republicans and Democrats, Millard County Commissioner, Peter Caroon, people from all partisan perspectives that agree on that. This is the governor does not need to move quickly on this at all.
And it is. It's weird when you're actually wondering why a function of government is moving quickly. Because the only time it seems the government moves quickly, no matter who it is or who's in charge or who's running the show, when government moves quickly, it sometimes feels like they're trying to sneak something by you.
It does feel that way, and I don't understand why we can't wait for more research to be done. There's a lot of research that needs to be done, a lot of unknowns.
Well, now, as you guys are preparing for this, and you're obviously, you're up to speed, I've done a little bit of research on it on my own, looking into third world country solutions for certain problems that I've had. One of the things that I've noticed, and again, I think this comes down to, and you may disagree with me, I don't know, but when you start talking about new ways to handle old problems,
mm-hmm.
So we're looking at underground water that is needed and being used in what seems to be a very sensitive and conservative way here. And then you look at something like sucking all that water out of an ancient aquifer to pump down into Las Vegas. And, I don't know where I am with the population will swell again, because I think the recession's starting to turn the other direction. But one of the things I saw, both to prepare for this interview and about a year ago, was a new piece of technology that basically, in the most dry of areas, can pull water out of the sky and well it. And it's it won a patent. There's a there was a Nobel Prize nomination for the guy that developed it. It'll be in production next year. It keeps you know, African countries and villages from having to drink dirty water and all of this. Build it bigger. I mean, we're America. This is the land of Texas. You know, there are solutions out there, and that's what I want to talk to when we get back on the other side.
Okay.
Feel free to give us a call. 801-575-8255 is the number. 670-KSL-1 up north, 470-KSL-1 down south. Everybody else, it's 888-575-8255. This is Left of the Dial on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Jeff Bell is Left of the Dial, and he's exclusively on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Now, I don't know, for those of you that have been listening to me for a while, you know that I'm no great fan of calm government. Rational is nothing that I surround myself with. I try to, I can't do it. I'm sorry, I have a little cough. I fly off the handle. I put exclamation points where they probably don't belong. But from time to time, there's a relatively sane office holder that impresses me with their calm, their rationality, and especially when how they behave shows palpable results. Now, Mayor Peter Caroon has been, for the last few years, just, I think, a wonderful example of an honest politician, a guy who has been as absolutely nonpartisan, nearly non-political, as you can possibly be in any elected office. You know, he's got friends on both sides. I thought that his multiple stances when he was fighting against the taxpayer payment of the Real soccer stadium, whether you like soccer or not, you know, his fighting on behalf of the taxpayer there was just wonderful to see. You had so many other politicians, either one way or another, you know, in hysterics in one direction, looking to be in the pocket in the other. You know, I mean, Greg Curtis and Tom Dolan will always be a little gritty for how they were perceived during that whole thing. And there's Mayor Caroon, just a shining light of government. And it was, I think, impressive. And it impressed people of all political persuasions. That is how I perceived it. There was polling data done after that proves me out. Now we have, and we enter into what I think is a very, very exciting announcement. The Associated Press ran with the story. The Salt Lake Tribune picked it up. There will be an official announcement, I am told. We'll get a little more information on that in a second on Tuesday. That Mayor Caroon, the sanest man in government in this state, is going to throw his hat in the ring for the gubernatorial election this year. I almost said next year because I'm still filling out my checks as 2009. I still have things to do in 2009, so I'm still not ready for the changeover yet. But his entry into the race, it's not completely a surprise. People have been making noise about that. And my friend Misty Fowler, who's on the phone, is one of those people who has been very excited at the very idea of Peter Caroon running for governor. And before Huntsman was turned into the ambassador to China, I was one of those people who was like, no, I don't think that Mayor Caroon should run the next time, thinking that would also be a time when he'd be running for mayor, because I live in Salt Lake County and I like having him as my mayor. It makes me feel comfortable. It makes me feel a little safer in the weirdest of ways. And people thought I was not on the team. But the minute we found out we got a special election going, you know, that it's off season, hey, I am great. I think this is a wonderful idea. I think that, to be completely honest, the people of Utah could see a really incredibly responsible, smart, intelligent governor if they were to vote in that direction. This is me talking. Obviously not an endorsement of the station. Do you have the disclaimer that the things I say are not necessarily? You ought to get that ready because I'm going to be popping off like this the whole time. So joining me now, Misty Fowler. Misty Fowler is, you're with the, you guys had a group on Facebook. Are you there, Misty?
Right.
What was your name?
We had Draft Caroon for Utah Governor.
That was it. I'm a member.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this must have been, because you guys had buttons at convention over the summer.
We did. We went and made a bunch of buttons and handed them out. We were able to even give Peter Caroon one at the convention and present our little group to him and say, you know, look, we'd really like you to run. And that was a really great moment.
Did you guys petition at all? Did you get signatures to help convince?
No, it was all an online organized thing. We had a bunch of, we had everybody write quotes, but, you know, write little statements about why they thought he should run. And we presented those to him along with our, you know, our little thing after the convention.
So you must be very happy right now.
I am, and I've got to give a shout-out, too, to Clarity Sanderson, because she was just as much a part of this as I was. She and I got together and decided to go ahead and run with this. And
well, Clarity didn't answer her phone today, so it was going to be one of the two of you.
The weather.
But thanks for reminding me, because I know it was the two of you, and you guys were really vocal. You were very excitable, especially when we were at convention in last June, and you guys got to have a sit-down with the mayor. And pitch him the proposal, and he was, as I recall, very gregarious, very, very aw shucks. I think that he was over flattered, and yet it seems as though people have prevailed in, I don't know, it's, have you guys talked to him since? Has there been any rumors? Nobody's really answering the phone today.
Times, and I would like to say one thing real quick is that it is absolutely confirmed that he will have four stops throughout the state on Tuesday and Wednesday. Salt Lake City in the morning at 9:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be up in Ogden at 12:30 p.m. and then all the way down to St. George at 6:30 p.m. and that's all on Tuesday, and then he's going to hit Provo on Wednesday morning.
That sounds to me like he's doing it for real, and he's not going to waste any time screwing around at the beginning.
Well, that was what he told us when we talked to him last summer, was that if he was going to be in this, he was going to be in it to win, and he was going to have to be confident that the support was there, the money was there, and that his dedication to becoming governor was there. And so I guess he's put all of those pieces into place, and hopefully we'll all be able to help him hit the ground running.
Now, watching the internet trends over the last couple of days, and this is an area where you and I spend a lot of time during the week, you know, obviously it's been out there, oh, we wish he'd run, oh, we want him to run, oh, we like him, you know, his popularity's good. When you see articles about him in the comment section, there's really not anything mean anybody says, you know, other than the random standard, oh, you know, he's not a Republican, so he must be bad. But you over the last couple of days, since the news broke, what was it, basically Thursday, Friday?
Mm-hmm.
The excitement level has just been insane. And as a voter who just loves Peter Caroon to absolutely no end, he always says hi to me, and he always remembers my name, even when other people are purposefully forgetting mine. So I think he's a really classy guy. Thank you, Misty. Thank you, everybody who joined Misty and Clarity online in lobbying the mayor. And Misty, thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
All righty. Hey, you're listening to Left of the Dial. Give me a call, 575-8255. I'd like to hear from you. We're going into the next hour. We're going to be talking about the GOP, because it's what I do. This is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
With a whole different set of opinions you've never heard before. Left of the Dial with Jeff Bell on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, I like that bumper better than the one from two ago. You know, why do we assume that people are pulling their hair out when they listen to me? Just because everyone I know in real life does it doesn't mean that my radio friends do it. Welcome back to Left of the Dial. My name is Jeff. We got a few minutes left, and I just want to cover a couple of little topics. Just really quick. We want to check in with our grand old party and see what they're up to. how they're raising the bar for truth and honesty in America or not. There was a piece in the paper here. Look, when George W. Bush talked to school kids, I made not a peep. He was the president of the United States. You know, super duper. You know, the president wants to talk to the school children of America. I love it. I think it's great. You know, when Clinton did it, super. When George 41 did it, great. When Reagan did it, super. You know, I wish that Carter had probably done it more, because I don't know if he did it or not. And if he did, great. I wouldn't have a problem with Nixon talking to school kids, except for the fact that he's not in the best shape these days. See what I did there? Anyway, when the president announced that he was going to talk to America's school children, the right, especially here in Utah, let's admit it, went a little nutty. Went a little completely insane. They screamed, they yelled, they made no sense at all other than, oh my goodness, he's not George W., he can't talk to kids. Doesn't matter that for all of the protestation and the apoplexy that he was elected by a wide margin as the president of the United States of America, a lot of you went a little nuts. I mean, you really did. Yeah, I can honestly admit at being quite embarrassed at all of the things you folks said. It was weird. It was like watching an interview with Senator Butters en masse. So imagine my surprise when you GOP folk, you paragons of all things, fractioned truth, down in Utah County, okay, see, you can feel this one coming already. Down in Utah County, the Utah County Republican Party, the Republican Party is putting together an essay competition, and they want to go in and talk to school kids and offer them money to write about what a swell fella Ronald Reagan was. I don't have a problem with that. The problem I have is taking, what about all the other presidents? Why not let the kids pick a president? Now, yes, Ronald Reagan, if he were still alive, would be turning 99 this year. So, I get it, but seriously, the double standard is so obnoxious that someday when certain clumps of voters just realize it for what it is, I hope that there is a ballot box revolution. Because as it stands right now, no one seems to see the silliness involved in being upset that the president of the United States wants to tell kids to succeed, to do well, to graduate, to go on to college, to make something of themselves. You know, but we'll be happy to just, you know, protest that, but be just fine with essay contests and cash awards to take a Republican and turn him into a canonized figure. Do you see the hypocrisy? Do you see the double standard? Because it's old and silly, and I don't like it. So, with that said, and screaming up to the very end of the show, I just want to remind you that Congress toddler Jason Chaffetz thinks that a violation of privacy is seeing whether or not you have a bomb on under your clothes, and that a violation of privacy is not warrantless wiretaps in violation of federal law. You know, is not the yanking of habeas corpus, is not most of the parts of the Patriot Act, but safety on our airplanes, speed and convenience, you don't get those. You will continue to take your shoes off as long as guys like him are in office. You voted for him, you gotta live with him, folks. Hey, keep up with me all week at jmbell.org. This has been Jeff Bell's Left of the Dial on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM.